Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
No peeking in there.
Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the state of Denver. I still get sometimes when I hashtag something I wrote on Twitter with state of Denver, I still get that one person that has to write and go, Denver isn't a state, man. Oh, okay, yeah. Sunday, March 10th, 2 Oceans 13. It's great to be back here at Comedy Works. Let me see your name tags, Colorado. Oh, my goodness. We got an actual Yoda with a lightsaber. We got some sort of burrito thingy. Very good. Jeremy Kong is back from yesterday. Good to see him again. Oh, there's something with Legos. All right, you guys. That was you really. Oh, there's some cupcakes over there. What flavor were those again? What? Bacon and maple? I'll just eat one. Cuz I don't pick name tags, so I'll just have one. Holy shit. I've been so good on my diet. I've been on a manly diet. It's impossible to sound manly talking about your diet unless it's about how much you're loading up. Power eating. Okay, so as always, the weed here is very, very nice. And yeah. Let's do this. We had a good show here yesterday, a good stand-up comedy show. Dune versus Requiem for a Dream in the Watch This Not That competition. And I went with Requiem for a Dream because it's shorter. Because they're both just misery-inducing movies that these guys were like, you're one of them. You're like, I think it was, which one of you said, I just like to watch it. It comforts me. What? Did Dune guy said that. Yeah, he was a weirdo. The guy who loves Requiem for a Dream is like, he's got it together. We talked about the talking refrigerator. It was great. Andrea from yesterday. Are you back today, Andrea? Yay! She's with Brad, so they're Bradria. And she had a Mr. and Mrs. Smith poster. And we decided, I announced it on the mini episode that we taped last night. It'll be out today or tomorrow. But this is what I'm saying now is going to come out tomorrow. And it's official that if we can figure out a way to work out the logistics, Andrea, you're in the Tournament of Championships. Because you got the movie right in negative one names. And you beat Graham Elwood, so that made me very happy. I was quite pleased. So we got to work that out, Andrea. What's your Twitter? We'll get it later. Tomorrow's 3:11, you guys. You know what that means. You can download and finally watch the greatest movie ever rolled at chill.com. And yeah, tell me what you think of it on Twitter using the hashtag GMER. Grammar! From the corrections department, In the Soup starred Steve Buscemi, and Sal Rubinick was in Soup for One from 1982. Yeah, who gives a shit? And then... and the Tim Roth raping movie I was trying to think of was Rob Roy. So apologies to comedian and non-rapist, to the best of my knowledge, John Roy. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. According to T-Man Tones on Twitter, South by Southwest movies The Act of Killing, Evil Dead, and Cheap Thrills are all not for emetophobes. So avoid those movies if you don't like vomit or people vomiting. This has been Not For Emetophobes, South by Southwest edition. Yeehaw! I bet someone is listening to this whole thing while, standing in line for something. It's South by Southwest. So enjoy your line, person. The weather's better in Denver. It's fucking 80 degrees in Austin today. But I'm happy that I'm here. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. But I will be there next weekend in Austin during the music portion, doing a Benson Interruption at 6:30 on Saturday at Esther's Follies. And I'm also doing a sold-out movie mock of Leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day with Master Pancake. Now it's time for Tweet Relief tweets about Doug Loves Movies. Yeah, at Ben Heyman, H-A-Y-M-E-N or M-A-N, tweeted, follow him, you guys. Tweeted, just opened my Leonard Maltin home game, TJ Miller, Pete Holmes, Jeff Garland edition, and the box was empty. I should really sell those. This has been Tweet Relief tweets about Doug Loves Movies. One more plug. See you in 2 weeks, Atlanta, Georgia, DougLovesMovies.com. All right, let's look in the prize bag. Lots of good stuff in the prize bag. A second bag, which we will discuss when that person comes out here. But in the main bag, it's quite heavy. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a book by a renowned author who you'll see in a moment, a framed photograph. We're going to have to check that out in a second. I'm going to put that down face down, like how John McClane's picture is in a lot of Die Hard. It's crucial picking up that picture. What? Yeah, I do a pretty good Hans Gruber. The listeners missed an amazing quadruple take. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. But here's the main thing I wanted to dig out of here. A smug life. But the thing that I'm most excited about to be giving away, I had to do this in a club where everyone is 21 to get in. You had to be 21 to get in today, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, sure we did. So this is from the 311 Cruise. I would never drink this in a million years, so I'm paying it forward. But it's in a beautiful 311 Caribbean Cruise 2013 bag. And then you open it up, and inside is a goddamn a very nice bottle of tequila called Cabo Wabo. Yeah, tequila blanco. So... So have some of this, and then I'm sure you won't drive 55. But yeah, so that's it's all sealed up, so please don't drink it till you get home. I don't want to get involved in any problems. Yeah, I used to be a lawyer, so sometimes I go over your heads with all the lingo, but I don't want no problems. I just tweeted today, I saw Oz the Great and Powerful, son, and it was the only thing I could think of was that, you know, Oz has 99 problems and a witch is some. You know, as people see it, that'll be funnier. Or maybe it never will be, I don't know. All right, so that's what's in the prize bag. Let's bring out my guests, three funny fuckers who I enjoy a great deal. Please give them a big, warm welcome. And you probably already know he's here, the first name. Please welcome Graham Elwood, Troy Baxley, and Nick Thune.
Check, check. Check. Check.
Do a check.
Check, check. Check that shit. Check that. Check
it. Do the sound check for in front of the crowd. That's smart.
Check.
The sound is different with all the bodies in here. that was checking his microphone. Local phenom Troy Baxley, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep it street.
I love to bring the local talent to these things because then that's one less airfare. And
but he didn't even get my cab.
Troy, I'll get your cab.
Okay, cool.
Troy is... Oh, shit. Don't ask for things throughout the whole show. I'm not getting your bar tab. But no, I've known Troy for a long time, and he's a hilarious dude that just happens to love being in Denver.
Yeah, I like Denver. D-Town Kahlo for my homies in the back of the room.
D-Town Kahlo represent.
Hey, bearded guy.
And you brought as your prize a bag that I'd like you to describe what's the contents to the audience.
Yeah, it's the brown bag. It's a stoner care kit. And it's got 8 pounds of weed condensed. I'm just kidding. It's not in there. But
it feels a little light.
I might have touched a little.
It's like the 70s again. Hey, dude, this is light.
That creepy dude in the park.
I'm going to go put it on my own scale at home and get back to you.
Move the thumb, Benson. Move the thumb.
Wait, no, what's happening? Am I giving you a fast five?
Damn it.
What's in the bag?
It's a bottle of water, a half a tin of Altoids, and a breakfast burrito, because like Denver's like big-ass breakfast burrito country. We bring the breakfast burrito to the party.
I don't think that's...
Whatever that
so
means.
What is a stoner hangover? Like, is that even possible?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think you'd enjoy this in the morning.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't necessarily need it for a hangover because if you just smoke pot and go to bed, you'll feel fine the next day.
I bet there's 150 people in here that want that burrito right now.
And they want it even more as it gets colder as it sits here. Because it's not going to be given away for about 90 minutes.
Congealing.
Give or take. But thank you so much, Troy Baxley. Yes. Nick Thune is also here, you guys. Nick Thune is here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I always love bringing up your album title because your name is Nick Thune and your album is called Thick Noon. And I am excited that I get through it without fucking it up.
Thank you for promoting it as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And you're performing here all weekend at the Comedy Works.
If you guys want to see, I'm going to be here from last Thursday till tonight. So We're actually given real good deals for the Thursday show.
Just hop in your DeLorean and come on down.
Just, honestly, just $10 cash for me after the show and I'll get you in Thursday.
Can you get them in to see the next act that's coming through town starting on, when do they come in here? When you started Thursday.
Yeah. Said. Who's the next act?
I don't know who it is.
Colin Kane?
Birbiglia?
I will be taking the refund request for the Colin Kane show.
Whoa! I wasn't going to bring this up, but they have a poster in the hallway that says Dennis Miller thinks this guy is the next hottest thing. And I'm like, why is Dennis Miller designating... I wouldn't listen to him about the next hottest sandwich. But I do some business with one of his brothers, so let's be cool, everybody.
Yeah, we're real cool.
Well, thank you for being here, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
And been... Graham Elwood is here. So what we're going to do today... Good stuff. Oh, wait, Nick, what did you bring? What was your gift, Nick? Let's go back to Nick on his gift.
Oh, that's right.
No, let's talk to Graham for a second. You brought a Comedy Film Nerds book.
Yes, I brought a Comedy Film Nerds Guide to Movies. Oh, shit. And
people
I'll be in
it.
The lobby selling them after the show. So come on out, and I'll sign it. And if you buy one, you get into Nick's last Thursday show for free. Dennis Miller said so.
Man, you just tagged two early jokes right there.
Yeah, that's what
it's,
I do.
He's Graham's known for his
hot.
Double tags.
Is Dennis Miller like the Dennis Miller I'm thinking of, or just like his neighbor?
Yeah,
that would be great. What if his neighbor was named Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
Are you trying to win the Who's Highest contest right now, Troy? Because I'm pretty sure I understand the question. But I don't know why you asked it. I think we're three topics later. But sure. Answered the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else was I going to talk to you about, Graham? Oh, did you go to the movies today?
Yes, I did. I saw Dead Man Down. And it's a dumb man don't. It's fucking, it starts out all right, the script, and just gets so stupid and predictable. Colin Farrell is like 10% of the movies he decides to do are entertaining. This is a you got Total Recalled on this one. It's pretty stupid. But all these good actors in it. I don't like it.
Did he have an American accent, Colin Farrell, in it?
Yeah, well, that he was using to cover it up.
I'm already not
going to
see it. I don't...
Yeah, well, he played a Hungarian guy that covered up his Hungarian accent and with an American one.
That was because the day before they started shooting it, they're like, it's a bad accent. Let's add the whole Hungarian story in there.
Yeah, they just put that in there. Like, and a couple times his Irish one came out in one of the scenes, which is so great.
Which is probably some backstory in that character we don't know about. Yeah.
And he was in the Hungarian military, so I'm sure he like, I was in Belfast for a mission. All right. Sure you were.
Is he still a vampire?
Yeah, he's still a vampire. He's a Hungarian vampire.
Were there any
crimes.
Phone booths?
What I do is I just take, if an actor plays a character, I just take that character into all the movies for my own fun and just imagine that he's a vampire in everything from now on. Oh, everyone in this movie doesn't know he's a vampire. Just like the last seven or eight Colin Farrell movies. No one in Bruges knew he was a vampire. That one was before the other one, though.
But did they know about
that up already?
Did they know about a sex tape? Was that part of the backstory?
Who was the sex tape with? Just like his girlfriend or some model?
It was a Playboy model, I think.
I wish you had stopped at it was a Playboy.
It was a Playboy.
Real charming, handsome Playboy. Just like that.
He's got nice cars and he likes to fly private.
I wrote down some questions. Nick Thune, are you in Burt Wonderstone?
No.
Correct. Troy Baxley, same question.
You're just going to pick a movie that's coming out and just ask.
If you ever wondered what gay, high, dating game, I was calling it mating game, forget it. Edit that one out.
Thick
why are you saying it's something about being gay? Why was I saying that? What was happening? I saw Oz the Great and Powerful today.
Ooh.
That was Franco.
He gives his all the time. Like, I hate to hate on the guy, mm-hmm. but also his all in this movie is acting crazy. Because it's kind of got the tone of like a... Like, they try to do this weird tone thing where everyone acts really old-timey and he plays a guy that's just like a complete pusshound.
Was he the guy that had
your gift, Nick? What's that?
Did he do the sex tape with Colin Farrell? Him and the fucking Oz dude.
We're not sure about Franco, actually. I brought a signed headshot to me from Johnny Carson.
Yeah, it seems like a extremely cherished item to be giving away. This lady over here, fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really impressed by it.
When I saw it in my hotel room and then saw that Sharpie right next to it, it was just like, why not?
What did he write on there?
Nick, when I see a young comic like you, it makes me wish I was still alive.
Boy, whoever wins today is going to get some awesome shit, man. Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
See, I thought you were pulling a Franco, because in Oz, as the Great and Powerful Oz, he gives a pretty young lady a music box and says it's from that it belonged to his grandmother and he wants her to have it. Mm-hmm. And then he winds it up and it starts playing the music and then he tries to fuck her. To the music box music. And
what?
But then
so he's like ding 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 ding.
It's kinda like that, but it sounds better and looks better.
I'm the great and powerful. Ding 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 ding.
But then he gets caught that's his thing, is that he's got a whole case full of those music boxes.
Oh, man. You want to believe.
I was just like, I'm watching a movie where Oz is a pusshound who keeps getting caught, and he runs to the next adventure. It's an interesting movie.
Huh. And he does have both arms in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Just going on the whole Colin Farrell theory. We don't know if it is a prosthetic, though. Or I guess it was pre... This was pre-127 hours, I guess.
When the world of Oz existed?
Yeah.
Is when we're talking about?
Yeah.
So I guess it would be...
What does the arm behind the back mean? I don't get it.
That was...
James Franco.
Yeah, without
a... Oh, one arm. I get it now. Those guys over there were laughing harder because it really looked like he only had one arm. On my side, it's like, why has he got his hand on his back? Is he trying to stand like Joaquin Phoenix in The Master?
Yeah. Why?
If you're listening, Doug is doing Joaquin Phoenix.
I've done it on the podcast a few times now because people love to hear that.
That sounded so great, the way you put your arms at your side. So this is, wait, Joaquin Phoenix is now fucking girls in that weird stance with a...
Oh, good to see you got your arm back.
Yeah. I fixed it. Oz fixed my arm. What? Makes no sense.
I like Joaquin.
Wow,
that was a real moment there. That was really...
Yeah.
Shit got genuine.
Were you like offended?
I looked down at my notes for a second and Nick is confessing shit like a plane is going down.
I like quinoa.
What's happening?
Oh, thanks.
Hey, it's a dining table.
Oh, it's great.
We got a stool for your beverages.
Now, once the coffee's empty, now you don't have to reach for it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Great timing. Comedy works. Downtown location. I do love this club, though. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
It was packed in here yesterday during the fucking blizzard. You guys are like,
that was
we don't
so
give
fun.
A fuck. We got legalized weed. Yeah, I don't give a shit anymore. Mm-hmm. What cop's gonna want to get out of his car in this cold weather and kill his buzz? You know, the cold air sobers you up. That's some bullshit.
I haven't seen one cop, I think, since I've even been here. They're just not even around.
Well, there's this gentleman right here. Yeah. He's undercover as Peter Jackson, but... well, he's actually...
Yeah, where do you find the time? Oh, I'm making 6 movies. Fine, I'm going to go down to the podcast. Just kick back for a minute. Think of 4 more movies in an hour.
At least his movies, he keeps them brief so that he can... So that he can make more and keep the quality up.
It's like episodic TV watching all of his franchises. It's real quick. Bing, bang, in and out. Long scenes. Yeah. Doesn't overuse CG.
What? Have you seen any movies lately, Troy?
Yeah, but not at the theater. I actually...
You watch them at home?
Yeah.
In your cabin?
All the time, yeah. I was going to say I was in my cabin yesterday because of the blizzard. So I knew I'd see you today, so I didn't bother coming down yesterday. But did you get this question? This question's been going for years and years. Like, someone will go, hey, cold enough for you? And you go like this, no, because your mouth didn't freeze shut yet. And that's the perfect answer for that little question.
I'm glad I finally have that answer.
I brought it.
Because and actually, that's usually not what they say to me. They usually look at me and go, pussy. Because I got my North Face jacket on, walking around all puffy. And, you know, I like to walk down in the middle of the street, so I look like this Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is attacking Denver one insect at a time.
He is.
You know how you wear like 16 pairs of long johns? And then
I do not do that, but sure, yes.
And then I follow you.
But you make it at the same time, it makes you feel like your legs look a little fat.
They're bulk.
Like you're just walking around insecure the whole time.
You're worried about that?
Yeah.
I got some stick
issues. Did you smoke some really sensitive making weed before?
Yes.
Did you get the real empathic?
I watched Corn Dog Man.
Corn Dog Men?
Corn Dog Man single.
Man. That was ridiculous that I would think.
Yeah.
One is special enough.
Yeah.
Why would there be many of them? This isn't Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
This is the origin story, obviously.
The Corn Dog Man. Actually, The Corn Dog Man. I didn't get the title right.
Oh, wow. Beginning. So there really is only one.
It's a tale, Doug, about one gentleman driving another gentleman insane with prank calls. And the guy is a super racist dude that works at Triple K Marine, and it's Noble Willingham. So he always answers the phone, Triple K Marine! And you hear that 1,500 times in the course of this movie. It's hilarious. And he just drives him nuts till he's sitting on a park bench, and the whole side of his head is just boils from answering the phone and stress. And it's made by Andrew Shea. He wrote and directed it.
This is like a buddy of yours?
No. He's my neighbor. Shout out to neighbor Andrew.
He's a Denver filmmaker?
No, he's not from Denver.
He just shot it here.
He didn't shoot it here. He shot it someplace where there was a Triple K Marine, so I'm guessing south. Guessing south for Triple K Marine.
All right, well, I apologize for not being able to follow that.
I didn't either.
That was rude.
I got cabin fever.
I thought Nick was going to be like, hey, I really like corn dogs.
I thought this whole movie was going to be about corn dogs, honestly.
He's a corn dog man, but no, there's a deeper backstory. That's movie talk.
Like how he wants to just get into hot dogs?
No, he sells also fruit. He's got a fruit stand, and he sells corn dogs.
Corn dogs and fruit, everybody. Yeah. Gonna be sending that.
Has the follow-up Taco Lady been greenlit yet?
Yeah.
So what have you seen, Nick? We got to move on from this portion of the show. But I do like to hear from everybody.
I saw Wreck-It Ralph recently. I really
always, when it comes up on the show, always gets a round of applause. Very, very beloved film. Mm-hmm.
And Searching for Sugar Man, I just saw.
Oh, yeah,
that's
people
a great
love that
documentary.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
That's a great documentary.
Oh, amazing. And yeah, I didn't
good
know.
Good job watching that, Nick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Bravo.
But you can't, I didn't know. I actually look back. This is how I saw the movie Independence Day with Will Smith. Classic. Classic film. Hadn't seen a preview, didn't even know what it was about. Saw the movie Independence Day, fucking loved it, you know? And saw Searching for Sugar Man, didn't know it was about a guy that was possibly still alive. So I was actually bummed out in the beginning. I thought he committed suicide. It was I almost turned it off. And then I made it through.
You thought I'm going to go ahead and ruin that twist for others?
Because I don't want anyone else to see it how I saw it.
It's my pledge to keep others from worrying that a movie might have a surprise element of some kind.
I don't want anyone to feel the fear that I felt.
Totally relates to Independence Day. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember that movie in 1994? Yeah, that's a lot like the Colin Farrell one I saw today.
What?
I'm going to stare it out of him.
Yeah, what happened? What did you just do?
And don't do it again.
I will do that again.
All right, well, now this is part of the time of the show where I say, let the games begin! Let
the
games begin!
Games.
So we have two established players of the Leonard Maltin game and some of the other various games that I play on the show. And then there's Troy Baxley, who we're going to have to walk you through this, right?
Yeah, just, yeah.
Okay. Don't worry, it's not complicated. Everybody gets it right away.
Okay. Okay.
Super easy to play, especially if you don't care.
Perfect.
That's the most important thing. But care enough to actually play.
Okay.
What side of this do I need? I need this side. Here we go.
I thought you were going to do magic for a second, the way you held that out there.
I am going to make an origami movie character, and then you tell me who it is.
Toto.
And I'll do the voice. Are you ready?
Is she a great big fat person?
Yeah. Yes.
Put the Leonard Maltin name in the bucket.
That's the first movie we saw together, Doug.
Really?
Great big fat person. Remember that? Mother!
I was going to say, I thought the movie we saw together was Clerks.
No, I think
it was... In San Jose.
Maybe we saw both of them.
Maybe. Are they both that old?
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs
came
out right
there. All right, so zip it.
Make me.
People think I'm 27.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm trying to get away with that.
Well, say it out loud.
I was in Blade Runner when I was 3. So the first game we're going to play is called...
Deckard was a replicant.
That scared the shit out of a 3-year-old. That's funny.
how much did this shit make? And that's a guessing game where you guys are going to try to determine how much what I think is a shitty movie. I could be wrong. You guys could disagree. I picked a movie that was shot here in Denver. According to the internet, which is often wrong, so get off my back. But it was the Rodney Dangerfield girls' soccer romp, Ladybugs.
Oh,
Ladybugs.
Yes. You guys are all big Ladybugs fans here? That's awesome.
So, do the Ladybug walk. Fan. Do the Ladybug walk.
Ladybug, like,
bingo.
They like their shit grown local, Graham. They don't care. They don't care what it is.
Wow.
The movie Ladybugs has never received that kind of response ever. For any reason. So congratulations, you guys.
They're just glad it's not playing right now.
Yeah.
They love their... Holy shit, watch. I'll do it again. I'll get them riled up again. Blades of Glory.
Woo!
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Panchenko?
I do love that movie, though.
The Panchenko?
Isn't What's that?
Isn't that the move at the end?
Oh, maybe.
Topic,
right?
It's got
a crazy name. No, Topic isn't the move. I mean, they do...
Topic is that little joke that they have running.
Yeah, yeah. Cutting edge is Topic.
Damn it. Oh, it's not Blades of Glory.
Every time D.B. Sweeney falls down, she's like, Topic! And you just like, you're lucky your TV gets through it without being kicked in. Hockey player, yeah. Don't get me started about those movies. I'll talk for an hour about ice castles. I'm not fucking around. I don't know. I like any movie with ice skating in it.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like Miracle is awesome.
Miracle's great.
Yeah.
Come on.
Slapshot.
Awesome.
Goon.
Goon is a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, what's the Will Ferrell one with they're skating around?
What was that?
All right, you guys have had plenty of time to think.
They were skating around.
Troy might be the first person who understands the games and still doesn't know how to play.
I have no clue what's going on yet. Are we started?
Yeah. No, you've just been thinking on it.
Ladybug.
Instead of playing, you know, irritating music while you think on it, like Jeopardy, I have a fun conversation with you. But we'll start with Nick over here. So it's like Price is Right. You don't want to go over. So how much do you think it made in millions?
Box
really? Millions?
I mean, I guess you could say a penny if you want if you want to have fun with it. But.
70 trillion pennies.
And its total domestic box office gross, including the re-releases.
Oh, the Ladybug's director's cut?
It's never re-released, you guys. Did you not laugh because that's painful for you? Did I hurt you with that comment?
Does that count the Criterion box office?
I got the number.
No, this is just in the motion picture theaters.
Okay. I'm going to say 120 million.
What?
Wow!
I'm going to go with
Without going over? I meant to say without going over.
No.
This guy's walking out.
I believe in that movie. Rodney Dangerfield, you don't believe in him?
God damn. He's fucking pissed.
I think you're confusing the local excitement for the movie with national excitement.
My personal excitement.
North American excitement.
Keep in mind, this is the total number of people who saw it are in this comedy club tonight.
I know, I saw it at least three times in the theater.
Okay.
So
we know it made at least $24.50. Because you just go to matinees, right? All right. All right, Troy.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
$33.3 million.
Okay, that's good. Good bid.
Mm-hmm. Seems low.
We go to Graham.
We'll see.
I don't even have to write anything down yet because the bids are so wildly apart. That I can handle it. It's not going to come down to it. It's not going to be close.
Oh, I didn't think about inflation.
All right.
of the soccer balls, that was a big part of the budget that went against the grosses.
There was a shitload of soccer balls.
Yeah, they really had to inflate.
They had to blow up a lot of balls. A lot of balls, a lot of bucks. Go, Graham.
I'm going to do a Price is Right style. $1.
Son of bitch!
There's no way. There's no way it made under $33 million. You're an idiot.
Nick's just a fucking homer. He's just trying to... Like, he's this far away from going, how about them Broncos? Yay! Wow. More Ladybug than Bronco. Okay.
Bronco fever.
Yeah.
This is movie fans. okay, so anyway. Graham wins because...
No!
I hate it when he wins. I hate it. He stands on chairs. He urinates on Peter Jackson. It's the worst.
I piss on you, Peter Jackson.
Yeah, just made the $17.1 million. So that's how much that shit makes.
Thick noon. Stupid. Almost got it.
Just close.
All right, you didn't really win anything, Graham. This next game.
Yeah. What?
You might want to... There's probably dog shit on your seat because he was just standing on it. And we were outside playing in the dog shit run.
No, my shoes are the dog shit run.
Yeah, they have a dog shit run.
That's made up.
If you're into that,
is that a thing? A dog
that's
shit
your
run.
Thing. Okay. I'm sorry, that's in Portland. So doesn't that seem like a Portlandia skit?
Yeah,
like that. This is where the people who like dog shit go to walk their dogs. This is the one where people pick it up. Here we go. Mm-hmm. This game is called ABCD's Nuts. And thank you, and I feel sad for you. That was a great response. I appreciate it. Out in L.A., I say that, and they just, you know, they just sit there.
They don't get it?
Yeah.
Australians?
Makes me cry inside. Yeah. No, they're great audiences out in L.A. What am I saying? Graham!
Oh, they said in Adelaide.
I'm going to start with you, buddy.
What's up?
Then we're coming to Troy. Okay. Troy, this is a game where we're going to spell a word, and as we go through each letter, you guys have to name a movie that begins with that letter. Any movie. So it seems easy, but under the pressure of having only a few seconds, you might flub up. And if you match the name of the movie that I've written down on this piece of paper in advance, if we have a psychic connection...
Wait, I don't know if I played this game with
you
this
You automatically wrinkle. Win the game if you and I match, Graham. So it's like, what?
Why is everybody winking? You two fuckers wink like that at each other all the time? They're just, I'm just sitting in between, I'm like...
Troy, I was going to save this till the end, but Douglas Movies is not really a podcast, and we just wanted to celebrate you, and I made the whole thing up and got all these nice people. They each got, they all get a haircut, and
at Ladybug's VHS.
Yes, VHS, perfect.
Anyone that wants that more than a haircut is a sad person.
I haven't heard those letters forever, VHS.
All right, here we go. Start with you, Graham. We're going to spell Mile High City because we're in it. We're in it to win it. So the first letter is M, Graham.
Miracle.
Oh. Pretty creative. I hope you use all titles that we've already discussed tonight. Kaiser Soze. Victor Soze.
Victor. Fuck.
That was a pretty solid joke if I said it right.
Yeah. Kaiser's brother, Victor. He runs a little Subway shop. It's pretty sweet. Vic Soze. Vicky.
Vicky Boom. Zeus.
Vicky Zeus.
Make me a footlong, Vicky Zeus. Come on now.
You didn't match. I went with Mind's Eye, a psychological thriller that was filmed here in Denver. It's no Ladybugs, apparently. Okay, so the letter to you, Troy, is I.
Indiana Jones.
As Alex Trebek might say, be more specific.
Two.
No, but you're not out because that's a great answer. I picked In the Line of Fire, which was filmed partially in Denver. Nick Thune, your letter is L.
Labyrinth.
It's a good one.
And I won?
What? No, I didn't say Labyrinth. That wasn't filmed in Denver. I went with Larger Than Life, which was partially filmed in Denver and had an elephant in it. Hence the title. It wasn't Janine Garofalo in the title role. She's a tiny person, in case you guys didn't know. I mean, she's no Sassy Cassie. World's smallest stripper. I saw the world's smallest stripper the other night.
Sassy Cassie.
Yeah, yeah. You've seen her before?
Yeah. That's why I didn't get
out
yesterday.
Do you share bunk beds with her?
Yes.
Does she live in your cabin?
Yeah. She gets bottom. I have bunk beds.
Yeah, yeah. She
you don't make a midget
there.
Climb
She's
to the
tiny.
Top. That's
She's
just
tiny.
Being a dick and not a
I
gentleman.
Thought the bottom was
Midget's
going a different way.
Appropriate.
She's a bottom.
Yeah. Ladybug.
Your letter is E, Graham.
Everybody's all American, and Dennis Quaid actually plays on the Broncos late in his career in that movie.
Oh, I wish I'd known that. I might have picked it. I went with Every Which Way But Loose because it was filmed in Denver. H, Troy.
Herbie and the Bean.
Herbie and the Bean.
Yeah.
It's an
like
icon
Herbie
movie.
Herbie the Love Bug and Freebie and the Bean had a baby. It was just a movie about a broken down car with James Caan yelling at it.
Yeah. Oh, I got it wrong. It was Freebie and the Bean. Shit.
Okay, you're not out again, but you are out again.
Yeah. This shit's easy.
I picked How High.
Ah. God.
Nothing
damn.
To do with Denver. That's... Well, it does have something to do with Denver.
It ties in.
This is the Mile High City. The next letter is I to Nick.
Invisible.
What is that?
No.
What's invisible? I want to hear about it.
It's what I am. No, isn't that... Wait. Shit.
There was Invincible.
Isn't that the foot... Yeah, Invincible.
Where the guy... The guy's name was actually Vince. It's like the corniest title ever. Invincible.
No, wait. I was thinking of the movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Invincible.
So Vince, as in his name is Vince?
And they were originally going to call The Happening The Convincible. Because he played a really gullible character in that.
Liar.
You they were going to call the other guys The Constable. So you're out. And
don't worry about it.
Graham, what was the letter? I?
No, I think, yeah, so it's G to me?
No, he didn't get one, so you got to do one. I.
Oh.
No, that's you.
The Incredibles.
McLean!
That was shot on location in Denver.
Yeah, and it's called The Incredibles, so you're out.
Oh,
fuck.
What a fucking fart hat.
Ticky-tack bullshit.
I went with Imagine That, an Eddie Murphy movie filmed in the Big D. And I went with, for G, I went with Going Ape because of DeVito and Danza. I don't, that's not a reason. Hancock was the H because the mayor of Denver is named Hancock.
Nice.
Yeah. Continental Divide was filmed partly in Denver. Oh, nice. I don't know if that was, I guess they went in the mountains or whatever.
It's up there.
Inception, the Matrix.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Because Keanu Reeves was born in Denver. And so for Y, guess what the movie was for the letter Y? Guess what I would pick for the letter Y.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear, yeah, Denver. Yeah. We got a match, Denver.
Denver. Denver town.
That was fun. How you doing, Troy?
Am I out?
Everybody lost that one.
Okay.
Especially people who listen to it.
Oh, sweet. Look, there's a caveman.
That's not nice.
Caveman? Just because the kid's got long hair? Jesus.
You goddamn savages with your long hair.
Fucking old rascal.
Just because the guy was in a few Geico commercials. Now he's trying to make a living. You're still calling him the caveman?
My doctor said, he goes, because I had a bigger beard, and he goes, you know who you look like? The guy in those commercials. And I was like, which commercial? That doesn't mean anything. And he said, no, the Geico commercials. And I was like, the lizard? Like, what? And he goes, no, the guys with the beards. And I was like, the fucking caveman? You're an asshole doctor. Racist, too. It's a tough thing that white people deal with.
Let's take it all in, bud.
Yeah.
All right, Troy, it's not going to get any harder than this.
Okay.
We're going to play Build a Title.
Sexy.
Since no one won on the last round and Graham won on the previous round, he gets to go first again. This time we'll go to Nick, so that gives Troy just a little bit more time to comprehend what's happening.
He sounds like those sewers out there. Have you walked over those sewers that
yeah.
make like it sounds like a dog like getting killed in the sewer? It's some sort of art installation.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to check that out.
It's just across the street by the Federal Reserve.
Smoke a J and skip right by it.
For all the people listening, you should check that out when you're in Denver.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's near, it's in the direction that Nick pointed from the Comedy Works.
Just into the darkness.
I don't even know which way is which from here, you know, where we are right now.
You bore through this stone roof.
Just downstairs, I know that.
Just Google Nick's finger, and it'll do.
You know what? Don't. I did, and it's... it's a really curious finger.
Did he really?
By curious finger. So, the title we're going to start with, and then we're going to build on, Graham, is suggested by on Twitter by I Bleed Blue, and blue is spelled B-L-O-O, and that person suggested in honor of turning our clocks forward today for daylight savings. Congratulations to all the pot smokers here that got here on time.
No, they just got here an hour early. That's what happened.
Well, that's a good point, Grant.
Yeah.
I'll do a show here again when we turn the clocks back, and I'll get it right. Get it right that next time.
God damn it.
Oh. In honor of doing that thing that we did, this person suggested the movie Time Bandits. Time Bandits.
Okay, I will go with Time After Time.
Bandits.
Yes.
Very well done. Do you see that, Troy? He added the title of another movie to the movie, and now we have one bigger title. Time After Time Bandits.
Now goes to yeah. Nick. You're going to
leave Nick with he can, add, to either
time. After Time Bandits.
Wait, don't do me. Anything yet.
Oh, it's me.
It's not your turn yet, Troy.
Easy, easy.
This one's don't fucking panic. Hard, man.
You have some time to think about it. Or you could step out and have a cigarette if you prefer. But Nick, do you have anything that ends with time or begins with bandits? Or part of the word bandits?
Oh, shit. I guess I had it wrong. I had a different answer for that.
Okay. What I want you to do is give me a correct answer.
Yeah, give you a correct answer.
So it's a good thing you caught yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's a good, really
Alex
good thing
Trebek
I caught
loves this kind of discussion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Told ya.
Time.
I really don't like it when Graham's going to win really easily.
All my wins are easy, motherfucker.
Time After Time, bandits.
Well, I was so confident in my fucking answer that now I'm frustrated.
Say it anyway. We'll get a big laugh.
Time Ever After Time, bandits.
See, I told you you're gonna laugh.
Isn't Ever After a movie?
Sure, but I don't know how that fits in there. All right, Troy, you want to take a crack at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time Out for Yancey Bandits. Yes.
Hey, Graham, can we get you a less buttery microphone?
I'm sorry. It's really slippery.
We really oiled that one up before we gave it to you. We thought it'd be funny, but it's just making you seem cocky.
No, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's awesome you butter the microphones for your movie podcast.
Can we get three buttered microphones?
I want it bad right now.
It's actually a serious issue that Chris Rock deals with.
She's got a nice stand, but her microphone.
I don't get it.
Butter microphone.
I don't understand. I don't get
that
it.
One was like a Sudoku. Sodakotio. Chitople. All right, so. It's a quick little word test I give myself when I'm pulled over.
It's good.
Do you
Graham, do you want to add one on just to show off?
Time
after time, bandits.
Time again, after time. I'm going to try to weasel one in the middle again. No, I don't know. We're good.
No. Show's canceled.
What's that
Graham
movie?
Is satisfied with his answer. Now it's up to the jury to decide. No, he wins again. Graham wins again.
Is there a movie with Bruce Willis and it's something bandits?
Just bandits, yeah.
That's what I said. When I said
yeah,
it earlier.
You can't just say a word that's already sitting there.
Whatever.
Like In Time would have been one. Oh. Or you can go Band It's a Wonderful Life. That kind of thing. Yeah, you get better with the more you play it. And most people don't play it more. Should try an audience edition sometime. They might be better at it because they actually listen to the show.
Yeah.
Kind of know better how it works. But one thing they know how to do is, ladies and gentlemen, can we see your name tags?
What?
It's that part of the show where all three of my guests are going to go out. There's Mrs. Smith from yesterday. She's in the Tournament of Championships. Andrea. Bradria. There's some delicious-looking cupcakes over there if anybody wants to bring one of those to me. There's a guy up front with a box that just says bacon on it. What? I don't get it. Is your name Kevin?
There's a guy that actually has bacon. His name is Jakin, and he has got a plate
of
bacon.
I got to have some of that. Cupcakes, these guys.
Bacon.
Cracker Jacks.
You two trade bacon for cupcakes. So let's make this a beautiful world. Oh, you guys buddies?
You guys got bacon cupcakes?
Jeez.
We'll bring a shitload of different bacon.
Oh, booze. We got booze over there. Okay.
Booze and cupcakes?
Oh, booze. My God, the cupcakes are so good.
That booze would be real tempting if they didn't just give it to us.
This dude's just got candy canes.
How old are those bacon candy canes?
All right, you guys, so...
Rocky
just quickly pick one.
All right.
Just go pick one?
Yeah, just go grab it. It's the one thing we go over backstage. Just go grab a name tag as quickly as possible. Because this part's not that much fun to listen to. There's a lady yelling Colin Farrell. Not just being quiet with her bacon like Jakin. Jeremy Kong, you guys, is over here. Did everybody leave? Did they all leave? That'd be weird. Let's just turn this into Doug Loves Cupcakes. And bacon. Wow, look at that. That's creepy.
I went with gluten-free cookies.
I think it'd be funny to luminol this doll.
There was amazing name tags. I almost picked the guy that had the Blues Brothers album, the actual, because I had that as a kid. That was amazing. Because I almost got tattooed Elwood on my knuckles like Dan Aykroyd did. But my parents wouldn't let me go to a tattoo parlor when I was 9.
Hey, can we have Jakin and Cupcake thrown out? You're not allowed to bring food into this establishment. Thanks. How'd you guys smuggle it in now that I ask it? Now that I think of it. All right, cool. No, they're nice here. They let you in. But I've had people bring food as name tags and then they don't get into the show. Sad. What do you got there, Nick? Who are you playing for?
I don't even know what your name is.
Michael?
Oh, Clayton.
Oh, Clayton. This was actually signed to you by the late, great Peter Falk, Columbo.
I thought that it kind of matched mine.
For Princess
a
Bride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his name tag. So he brought that in. How much do you think that's worth? Have you had it appraised? Did you take it to Antique Roadshow?
They have that in Denver.
Do I have cupcake on my face?
Yeah. What's up, crumblies?
This is like an old baseball card case. It's really big.
Which yeah, that's heavy.
I
that's
think it's
quality.
Fitting for him. Yeah,
well, really you really cool. Paint a good picture for the listeners at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now describe your crazy thing, Troy.
Mine is some creepy, like, I don't know, kind of masturbation
Okay, you know
ball.
It's my face, right?
That's
how does my face mean
that is you.
Translate masturbation doll?
Yeah.
You mean the doll masturbates? That would be true.
Yeah. That's kind of how it goes
God,
with me.
Oh my God! I really get into it.
Yeah. Look at. Go get him, Tugger.
You're not really masturbating unless your legs are going wildly in every direction.
It's this.
Yeah.
Bring it. I think the person's Shay. Are you Shay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna need a last name too. I'm gonna send this downtown and.
Oh, we're gonna put you on a watch list.
Yeah, this is watch list.
And we're gonna
have
to get a restraining order, and you're only gonna be able to get as close as you are right now. So you can still come to my shows. You can still support my comedy.
Sweet marketing.
But thank you for making that creepy doll, Shay, and please don't stick anything in it. Like pins, not his dick.
But if he does stick his dick into it, our dog, are you going to be like, ooh? Are you gonna...
Oh, Shay, not now. Give me your number so I can text you when it's not, when it's a bad time.
Shay's just going to fucking... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Get out of there, Shay. I'm trying to watch Safe Haven. And it's already a pain in my ass. All right, so why did you go get bacon from that guy, Nick, and then just put it on the stool there?
Well, I've been eating it slowly.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
If you weren't going to eat it, I was.
And Graham, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for the lovely Callie, who brought me gluten-free cookies from Silver Dollar's Montana Monster Munchies. Aw, shit.
Hey, you should get a longer name for it.
Yeah, no shit.
What is it again? Say it again.
Silver Dollar Montana Monster Munchies gluten-free all-natural gourmet cookies, Doug.
Ask for them by name.
Great at any hippie function.
Yeah. .com. Nothing.
Was it something? What happened?
It was long for the website.
.com.
Yeah, it was long for their website is .com because they use too many words like I just did.
Now we all get it.
I was right.
Well, it didn't register because they're a nonprofit, so they're .org.
Yeah. Organic. I'm going to keep working on
that. You cannot tell the difference with these cookies. They taste goddamn amazing. They're amazing.
Okay, the two of you agree on that, so why don't you go have some sort of cookie fuck party, and the rest of us are going to keep eating gluten like a bunch of dumb assholes that don't know what we're putting in. Oh, there you go. Little music box is nice when I'm heating up like that.
How would it
okay,
come
to me? How would on the box, it says created by comedian Graham Elwin.
Yeah, that's my brand. Palm strike gluten out of your life, guys.
Okay, Troy Baxley is trying one. So we'll get the verdict from him on the gluten.
Moist!
This game is not my top five least favorite words.
What does my doll and the cookie have in common?
Hey, let me try one of those cookies.
They're moist.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies love it when you're making love to them. You go, are you moist? Are you getting moist for me?
I always ask, is your vagina gluten-free?
Is there...
Gross!
Because if it isn't, I'm going to have to take a pill before I make love to you. And then I use a
pill to counterbalance the gluten intake.
Oh, what's happening? I don't want bacon on a cookie.
Bacon?
I mean, I do want bacon on a cookie. Just not the way it was presented. Not as such a surprise that's already near my mouth.
That's bacon on a gluten-free cookie. That's like a peace symbol on a rifle.
That exists, I bet.
Yeah.
I think it was on the poster for Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, it was.
So wait, in this situation, the bacon's the peace symbol?
Yeah, yeah. Because we killed that pig peacefully.
So Graham gets to go first, and he's playing for, what's the name on it?
Where's my cookie box?
Callie.
Callie.
right.
I'm playing for Callie's Cookie Box.
What?
You guys made it what dirty. You guys made it dirty.
Is that out there a few miles from the Bunny Ranch?
No.
I tell you, Graham, I love it.
It's her box. You guys made it dirty.
But I would totally fuck her.
Okay. Her cookies, God.
Sorry, Callie.
Sorry, Callie.
How many calories are in those cookies?
Wow.
That was a good one, Doug.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
That was from my 4-year-old's joke book. Shay and Clayton. Okay, I'll remember that. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with Graham, and then, again, as always, to give Troy a little extra time.
Thanks, Doug.
We'll have Nick go second. And Graham gets a big category.
You got
Would
it.
You like Emmanuel Lewis celebrated a birthday yesterday?
What you talking about, Willis?
That's what you said when I said it yesterday. And I could trust Graham Elwood to not go and do the research and figure out what Emmanuel Lewis movies there are. Probably forgot about it immediately. And so I'm able to bring that category back in, and he doesn't have any kind of advantage. Also celebrating a birthday today, past and future guest John Hamm. John Hamm.
Oh!
Love that guy. So that's your second choice, movies of John Hamm. And your third option is films that are in theaters now.
Which one of those would you like to play? With Emmanuel Lewis. No, I'll go John Hamm. I like John Hamm.
Go, John Hamm.
Go, John Hamm. Go, John Hamm.
Someone tweeted me today that I said that when he and Sam Levine go against each other, it's going to be Hamm versus the Jew. And I don't think I said that. Because they're going to be in the Super Tournament of Championships someday. But for this game right here, Graham picked a movie or a category that leads to this movie from the year 2008. Has John Hamm in it. 2 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin for this movie. He says about it that it's... everything gives it away. He says that it's... wow! This is the toughest one to pull out the clues from. He mentions Earth at one point in the review. He also, here's a good word. He calls it pallid. He uses the word pallid. So it's Earth is involved and it's pallid. And he lists 8 names, Graham. So now the point of this game, Troy, is to bid on how many names you think you would need to name the movie. Reading from the bottom of the cast list up as listed by Mr. Leonard Maltin. Okay. So Graham's going to do the first bid.
0?
Oh. Does not sound confident. Don't panic, Troy. You're gonna have to do nothing in this scenario, I'm pretty sure.
Good, because I don't know what the hell's going on at all.
You're gonna be good. Tig actually won this game once.
Anything is possible. That's true.
That's not a slam on women. That's a slam on people who don't like movies. Nick, what are you going to do? You can go into the negative names, of course, or you can ask Graham to name it.
Did you say it was 98?
Hope that he doesn't. No, 2008.
Okay.
You trying to change the movie on me?
No.
Yes, 2008.
Okay. I'm going to need 2.
You're going to need to say either name that movie, Graham, or you got to bid less.
Oh, that's right.
You'd have to go -1.
So -2.
-2 would be...
All right, no. I'm going to say name that movie.
I believe it is the Keanu Reeves vehicle, Day the Earth Stood Still.
More specific?
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Well done. That's correct.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But just say it one more time just to make it official for the folks downtown. I don't know.
The day the earth stood still, Doug. Brought to you,
you
by...
You did make it sound official. Yeah.
Silver Dollar Montana Moon.
We don't have time for you to say the whole thing
time. In a delicious 10-ounce package.
That's the name of my cock.
Just call him... Just call him Callie's. So we can move on.
What you got there, little fella? What you got, fella?
Graham, you're on the board. You have a point.
That's right, doctor.
Remind everybody once again that Graham will be available after the show. He will pose in a palm strike pose for you for pictures.
I will stick it in your gluten-free cookie box.
Are you seducing these people?
Yes. I'm going to make sweet love to this ladybug-loving crowd.
How about to the other performers?
Yeah, I'll give it to you, buddy.
Cool. All right, Troy, you ready? You get to pick a category this time. Okay. So just pick a category that sounds like you might know
name
movies
them.
That
are
in that category.
Okay.
This is one right up your alley. Dom and Dahmer. And that's movies that have serial killers in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we've got, I'm surprised no one's picked this one yet because it seems like a fun category to me. Bruno Mars. And that's movies where Bruce Willis is in space.
Okay.
And then your third option is not for emetophobes, and that's movies in which there's copious amounts, like there's a vomiting scene or two, or there's at least some vomiting.
I'm gonna go Dom and Dahmer.
All right, serial killers.
Excellent.
Would you like a movie that has serial killers in it from? You get to pick a year this time, from 2007 or 1993.
Oh, says a person in the audience. Why?
2007?
Is an option, yes.
Or 93.
93, yeah.
That one seems obvious, but you're probably going to try and trick me. 93.
I don't try to trick
93.
Me. Okay, 1993. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. He said that it's offbeat. And he also said that it's well acted by its talented cast. I'll give you one more. I'm feeling generous. It's effectively ironic, this movie from 1993. And he lists 6 names in the cast. So you can bid how many names you think it'll take you to guess it in, reading from the bottom. So the wise bid, I'm not trying to trick you, the smart bid at this point would be 6 names, because then you get to hear the entire cast if the next person... will actually make you name it, which will be Nick Thune.
6.
Okay, Nick, what's your bid?
I think it would take me to name it. I'm just making sure. I don't want to. I feel like I've been answering wrong. I
want to
be.
No, we want you to guess how many names it would take Peter Jackson to guess it. And then he's gonna come up on stage.
That'll take forever.
Yeah, it will, brother.
2 hours and 45 minutes later, that was an unexpected journey.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, so you could be 5 names would be the smart play if you're not sure what the movie is.
Yeah, I'm going to say 5 names.
All right, so we go to Graham Elwood.
Was that a punky move, kind of?
What's that?
5?
I'm not sure.
6?
No.
I'm not really sure.
Do you know if you were being a dick or not right then?
No.
There's only 6 names. They're all crucial. You want to get as many as you can.
I will go 4.
Unless you know what it is. So now, Troy, you could say to him, name that movie. Graham's been known to not be able to name the movie every once in a while. Because he'll just get the 4 names. Mm-hmm. And if he fails to name it, you'll get the point.
And know this, that the 2 names that I wouldn't get to name would be the 2 top stars. So that's like,
right.
I'm getting the lesser name actors, just so you know, from a strategy standpoint. Like, I'm not, it's...
Oh, but I get the stars?
No.
Because I would kick ass on that one.
You're going to be seeing stars.
Okay, yeah.
So, you can either challenge him to name it. If he misses it, you'll get a point. But if you go 3 names, then it goes down to Nick and he can challenge you.
Okay, name it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. You get four names. If Graham successfully names this, he will win again. He'll prance around on the stage. Apologies to Comedy Works for the dented microphone. You're so excited. You're all amped up on those gluten-free cookies.
Oh! Gluten. My blood courses pure without gluten. Look into my eyes, guy with a Denver jersey.
You should be in Blade 4 as a guy who's he's fueled by gluten.
Great idea, Doug. Let's pitch it. Soon as Greatest Movie comes out, we'll take all that fucking money and we'll fucking go on a goddamn movie bender.
I wanted to get a house.
No! No! Do not buy a house. You'll just lose it. Buy more crazy movies. Blade 4, The Gluten Reckoning.
The Gluten Reckoning?
Glutenator?
Glutenator? Yeah.
I'm letting you do this because I have a feeling you're going to get this right. And I want to give everybody a full show. The show ends a little early. Yeah, so people are going to be mad at you, Graham, when you win. We're creating another villain.
Sometimes victory is very lonely, Doug.
It's a good pose after you said that.
Yeah.
Victory is a lonely place. It's a bumper sticker.
I know. I've been the 12 guests of Christmas champion 2 years in a row. It's very...
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
And everyone hates you for it. All your colleagues.
Everybody hates champions because they know that inside of their souls, they're weak and useless. I'm speaking to you, Sam Levine. I know you're listening.
Now, the reason we hate champions, Graham, is because they flip their lid and shoot us through a bathroom door.
There you go.
Sad.
Handicap joke. Yeah, and he parked in my spot.
God, dude.
He shot his girlfriend, but he took my spot. All right, here's your four names, Graham.
Okay.
Gregory Mars Martin. That's three names.
So this is one.
So you just get the last name of one other person.
Oh man.
Sierra Peshur. Peshur. Something like that. P-E-C-H-E-U-R. And then Michelle Forbes and David Duchovny. Would you like the clues again?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Yes, you would.
I think he's kind of in the zone, but not. Can't come up with it. Offbeat. When you watch it, you beat off. It's well acted by its talented cast. Effectively ironic, Graham. Effectively ironic. Think about it. Troy's gonna get on the board.
And it's the serial killer category?
Serial killers, you got 3 seconds. 2, 1. Name a serial killer movie.
Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. It ain't that.
The audience buzzed you. The remaining names are Juliette Lewis,
God,
Brad
yeah!
Pitt.
How did
California!
You
California!
California.
California.
Fuck.
Oh, Troy's doing a dance.
It feels good to be on the board, Doug. It feels really good, my friend. You want a slice of victory, Graham?
Oh, man.
That's why Leonard Maltin is a tricky
mistress. Actually, did I win or is the game still going? I don't know.
You're on the board.
Okay.
Yeah. It's first person to two.
Yes.
So I was worried about being short. Now we're going to go long.
Showbiz.
I thought Duchovny was just a giveaway name.
I was blanking on the title. I was blanking on the title.
Just spit out the cookie and just answer the questions. You're like a Dalmatian on those things.
A Dalmatian?
What? Those dogs are spazzy, right?
They die young.
What?
They do. Very good point.
Because of the fur coats?
Oh, the trucks.
What?
Cruella DeVille wanted them really young.
Oh.
She liked all those
puppies. That was Dalmatian 101 right there.
It's an adult education class. It's an Dalmatian 101.
It's like an introductory course.
All right, so what's going on? Nick gets to pick the category because he wasn't involved in that last skirmish. And then we'll go to Troy, who challenged Graham. Mm-hmm. And you get to pick a category. Mm-hmm. Nick, would you like Selma and Louise? That's movies with Selma Hayek, Louise Guzman, or both? Yeah. Some Assembly Required, that's movies with two or more of the Avengers cast in them. Avengers will not be the answer, I can tell you that. Or Tom Cruise, movies where Tom Hanks is on a boat.
I want Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
People love that one. This movie where Tom Cruise is on a boat at some point is from 1990.
Wait, no, Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise is on a boat?
I'm sorry, Tom Hanks is on a boat. Tom Cruise is in a weird mansion giving tests. That's what they do in Scientology.
I thought he was
playing. You have to take tests, right? 1990, Tom Hanks. Mm. Pleasant is what Leonard calls this movie, that he gives 2.5 stars.
Oh.
And he also says... that
I know
that it doesn't pay off about this movie. Well, it's good that you know it, but you know how this works, kind of.
Yeah.
You have to you have to start the bidding, and there are 11 names. So how many names do you think it would take you? If you think you know it, you could say zero, or you could just give yourself a little cushion. You could say one or two names.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go, you know, I'm pretty secure.
You're comfortable taking up everybody's time.
Zero.
Zero names, he says. All right, Troy. You're pretty much stuck.
Wouldn't it go to me?
Who challenged last time?
Troy challenged me.
Yeah, so
I challenged the shit out of Graham.
All right.
Beat down.
But settle down over there, little Wolverine, about the order. Bigger Wolverine.
Gluten-free Wolverine.
Oh, that's a great idea. That would make a lot of money.
A gluten-free Wolverine.
Troy, so he said zero names. You have to go into negative names. I have a feeling you don't even have an idea what this movie might be.
I might. Not going to give away the ending.
You're the first to know.
All right, -2.
What? -2 names?
-2.
All right, now let me explain to you what that means.
Before you lock it in
that vote, that bid, it means you're going to have to name the movie and then the top 2 stars of the movie in the correct order.
Two?
It's when you say -2, yeah.
What if I say 2?
Pretty sure you said -2.
We've gone past 2.
Here's the thing to think about too, because I'm gonna most assuredly
the number
say,
2 or
Nick.
So if you tell him to name that movie, if he gets it right, he gets a point. We're all tied.
We're
if he gets it wrong,
tie.
You win.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go -6. What is so
all
hilarious
right, so
about
we
negative?
Have a 3-way tie.
No way.
I'm counting on him.
You'll challenge him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wanting him to back me up. I was just trying to find that level.
To help you out, brother.
That could launch me to the victory.
All right, so yeah, Graham's not going to have he can't really march around on this victory.
But I might. So yeah, name that movie.
Name it.
Now,
it's his movie. Jesus. Why are you getting after me? It's his movie.
Oh, okay.
Name it.
Have you not been paying attention at all?
No, I see.
It's so nice what you did for him.
I see what went wrong.
Name it. I have to name it.
Yes. And you have to
name it. What's the difference between negative six and negative three? I still fuck myself either way. It doesn't. Like,
that is true. You are fucking yourself either way. That is on the itinerary. Fucking yourself in the schedule in tens.
Son of a bitch. Okay, what was the year once more? Can I have that?
1990,
and Tom Hanks is on a boat.
At some point.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to name in order the top six actors that are in this movie that right. You can't even think of the name of the movie.
That. This isn't even fun. It's like math or some shit. I hate movies now. Just 1 hour, I hate them.
Troy hates movies. That'd be a good podcast.
Yeah. You guys
Troy
want to stick around?
So do you want to make a guess? Do you want to make a guess, Troy?
Riverboat Jungle.
Okay, and then what name the six actors?
Tom Hanks.
Keep going.
Emilio Estevez.
Dakota Fanning.
Anne Margaret.
Anne Margaret.
This is really a game of if you can even name six, any names. Just any names.
Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn! Yes! We all remember
he was
Fred
the captain.
Yeah, the Utes. The Utes.
He was the captain.
He was the captain. Because he was real tall.
What is Utes?
Like, and Luis Guzman and Selma Hayek.
Okay, that's seven. Okay. So, or that was six. I don't know what it was, but it was
six.
Spectacularly incorrect.
Shoot.
All right,
funny. Oh, you got Tom Hanks right.
Can I get? Yeah. Can I at least? I mean,
well, Nick wanted to go zero names, so we should maybe give him a chance to show off.
Yeah.
Shut up. Names.
What
in the
would
movie?
You have said the name of the movie was? Because you bit zero names.
Joe vs. Volcano.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But Graham is our winner.
Wow.
Is there a shithead on the back of that? Probably not. That's a cherished heirloom. You wouldn't write a shithead on the back of that.
No.
So the guy with the Clayton, if you could come up here and write down a shithead for me to say. And, I got a shithead. I'll show you a shithead. Oh, you got it on a separate piece of paper? Very nice. Okay. And Shay, where's Shay at? You didn't write
Shay's
a shithead
right
on the back of that doll, did you? Because I would have felt it. Oh, someone's signing my ass.
Just pass. Did I give that it to
over.
You?
Yeah, pass okay. It over. Thank you.
Didn't want to fuck your name.
And, okay. And let's really quickly go through and do some plugs. We'll start with Graham. He's so good at it.
I will be headlining the Comedy Attic in Indiana, Bloomington, Indiana, March 14th through 16th, Nashville, March 21st at Zany's, and headlining Portland in Helium in Portland, March 28th. All my tour dates are at GrahamElwood.com.
Hooray for playing in other cities.
Don't forget
They're
to get...
They're cheering that you're leaving town. That's
silver dollars, Montana Monster Munchies, Doug.
Does he get to keep those? Nope. Hand them back.
Why are you looking at her? She was
I asked a totally different person. Do you want those cookies? Troy, what do you got coming up, buddy?
Shit.
You don't have shit to plug?
Yeah, TroyBaxley.com. Just buy some CDs. And if you click on Can't Be Noir at TroyBaxley.com, you can watch me get shot in the face.
Do it. It's worth it.
It's really good. So you can watch me get shot in the face and buy a CD. Enjoy yourself. And some friends of mine have this thing, Joke Life, at Kickstarter. So please go to them and try and donate for Joke Life at Kickstarter.
Right on.
That's it, Doug. Wonderful.
Nick Thune, you're looking at your phone, looking at your schedule?
Yeah.
What do you got?
UCB in LA next week and for my talk show. And then San Francisco, the 20th, March 20th through the 23rd, Florida. Just go to nicktoon.com/shows. Chicago. And I'm taping my hour special in Brooklyn in May. Come to that.
Nice.
Brooklyn!
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get, that's good, like that. So I get all three of you.
Do you have a Tito's vodka thing?
Yeah, my my case on my phone like says vodka. Tito's handmade vodka. Yeah, I'll be in Austin next weekend. And, oh, yeah, get the greatest movie ever rolled at chill.com starting right away. Go get it. And thank you.
Bill Romanowski's in it.
Thank you to all of our friends in the state of Denver. Amazing audience, as always. So much fun. Graham's got to take off because he's got to go set up his merch table. Try to sell you copies of his shitty book. I wrote a foreword in the beginning of the book. It took me less time to write it than it will you to read it. Did that sentence make sense? No, go buy the book. It's got a lot of great film stuff in there. And I really appreciate how great the crowds are here in Denver. And I'll try to come back as soon as possible, like in a few months. Do you need your... this goes in the bag. Where's the winner? I forgot to give everything to the winner. Come on down. Oh, it is you. Wow, you keep trying to take everything. Where's the person that brought the cookies? Hi, nice to see you. There's that.
Thank the Curtis Hotel.
Here's your pot hangover cure. Oh, here's all the other stuff. All right, thank you very much. So her. Callie is her name. Callie. All right, you guys. As always, sequestration is a shithead. And Lucy McLean is a shithead.